I'm sorry for the hold. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Mercedes, the supervisor on the floor. How may I help you?
Hi, Mercedes. I was calling in regards to a transaction withdrawal that was made from my account. I just got a notification from my account letting me know that $54 and some change was taken. And I'm like, I never purchased anything. I never bought anything from this website. So I go and look, and it's a text message. So I was like, okay, well, let me call this number. I didn't know it was an actual number. I thought it was like a confirmation, account number or something like that. And it was a customer service number. So I'm like, okay, well, let me go ahead and call. She sent me over, excuse me, she sent me over to the fraud department after she canceled the whatever it was that was taken from my card. But I'm transferring from to you guys because I need that money transferred back to my account because that was not me that made those purchases or whatever it said that I did that, like, that wasn't me. I never even heard of that website, Pretty Home Furnishings or whatever it's called. Like, I never even heard of that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. May I please have your first and last name?
Shakaya Long.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for the information. And just to verify they sent over the right person, may you please verify your address for me?
18265 Mendota Street, Detroit, Michigan, 48221.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for that. And I see this started on January 28th. Do you remember any surveys coming in your phone saying that you won a fitness smartwatch and all you had to do was pay shipping and handling to receive it?
No.
Yes, ma'am. Do you think anybody in your household could have placed an order for the fitness smartwatch on the survey?
Me personally speaking, no, but I did lose my card, and I can't remember if it was on that day or if it was the night before, and I had an issue with trying to find my card because I was trying to make another purchase, like at the gas station. So I'm like, okay, well, maybe I forgot it at home, or it probably fell out of my pocket getting in and out of a car or what have you, because I don't have a wallet for my cars. They're not loose, but they're in a rubber band. So, and that was the issue. So I was like, okay, I don't want to assume or think anybody in the house did it. So it's like, okay, well, I already started the procedure on getting a whole nother card, but still, I got access to my account because I can transfer it over to a whole nother account if I need to because I have that card available until my original card comes in the mail. So if that's the case, then that's the only thing that I could think of. Because me personally, I haven't done anything. I've been sitting here quarantined in a room trying to figure out things. So it's like to all of a sudden see what I had left in my account, which was that amount. I was like, damn, they took everything that I had. So now my account is in a negative. I'm like, no. And I'm like, who took this? Because I didn't make this shit. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I don't even like surveys. And then a survey be a bunch of BS anyway.
Okay,
Excuse my
yes,
French.
ma'am. Oh, no, ma'am, you're fine. I will go ahead and start this as a fraud. Could you please verify your email address for me?
LindsayLynette1011@gmail.com.
Yes, ma'am, and thank you for that. That's what they have on file as well. And the last verification is your phone number.
248-636-8530.
Yes, ma'am, and I will go ahead and file this as fraud for you. I'd just like for you to be aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded over for a pending investigation. As long as you're sure that no one in your household or anyone you know placed their order, I will proceed with the claim.
Yeah, and see, that's the thing. You don't want this shit to happen to anybody that you know, but in the worst case scenario, like, this shit does happen to people. So it'd be like the last thing you wanted to do was happen to you. And it's fucked up because I just got done getting off the phone with a homegirl who got like that. They literally had all her information, the same exact information that I'm giving you, that person gave them, like it was really her. And she was like, bro, that wasn't me. I was like, do you not understand? These scammers are getting really, really good at what they do at scamming people. They can literally memory all your information to take your identity. They got them calling apps where they can call off of your phone number, calling people that you know, and they thinking it's you, and they go ahead and answer the phone, and it's not you. It's the person that mirrored your phone number through this app. And I've had that shown to me. So I'm a believer. Like, I really am a believer of that. Like, I really am because now it's happening to me. That's crazy.
Okay, yes,
Welcome to
ma'am.
2022.
And it's $56.95. will go back into your account no more than 3 to 5 business days. But since it just happened today, if it's still pending on your account, it can return within 24 to 48 hours to cancel out that charge. And I also have a cancellation number for you to confirm that the account has been canceled as well.
Okay, hold on. Let me grab a pen. And also, I did check in my account first before I did call you guys, and it did say that it was still pending, and that it did say in order for me to dispute any transaction made from my end is what it's saying, to contact the merchant. So that's why I was like, okay, well, luckily for me, in that message that it sent me, it had this number for me to call you guys. So, yeah, I do appreciate that. But, yes, it is showing pending on my end from what I can see that I still have access to.
Okay, yes, ma'am. As long as it stay pending, it'll go back into your account in 24 to 48 hours to cancel out that charge.
Okay. Wait a minute. Let me grab something here. And you said the confirmation number.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. It's C as in Charlie.
C.
258.
258-876-931.
C258-876-931. Yes, ma'am. And the account has been canceled to prevent any future charges, and your money's going back to your account in no more than 3 to 5 business days. But with it still pending, it can return within 24 to 48 hours to cancel out that charge.
Alrighty, thank you so much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. Have a great evening.
Thank you. You as well.
Bye.
Bye-bye.